Death Indoors, Ellen G. White. Multitudes of persons have a great horror of going out of doors for fear of taking cold. If it is a little damp or a little windy or a little cold, they wait and wait. Meanwhile, weeks and even months may pass away, and they never during that whole time breathe a single breath of pure air. The result is, they become so enfeebled that their constitutions have no power of resistance. The least thing in the world gives them a cold, even going from one room to another. And before they know it, they have a cold all the time. And this is nothing more or less than consumption. Whereas, if an opposite practice had been followed, of going out an hour or two each day regardless of the weather, a very different result would have taken place. The truth is, the more a person is out of doors, the less easily does he take cold. It is a widely known fact that persons who camp out every night or sleep under a tree for weeks together seldom take cold at all. The truth is, many of our ailments, and those of most fatal forms, are taken in the house and not out of doors. Taken by removing parts of clothing too soon after coming into the house, or by lying down on a bed or sofa when in a tired or exhausted condition from having engaged too vigorously in domestic employment. Many a pie has cost an industrious man $100. A human life has many a time paid for an apple dumping. When our wives get through work, they find themselves in an utterly exhausted condition. Their ambition to complete a thing, to do some work well, sustains them until it is completed. The mental and physical condition is one of exhaustion, when a breath of air will give a cold, to settle in the joints, to wake up next day with inflammatory rheumatism, or with a feeling of stiffness or soreness, as if they had been pounded in a bag, or with a sore throat to trouble them for months, or with a lung fever to put them in the grave in less than a week. Our wives should work by the day, if they must work at all, and not by the job. It is more economical in the end to see how little work they can do in an hour instead of how much. It is slow, steady, and continuous labor which brings health and good digestion. Fitful labor is ruinous to all. Hall's Journal of Health. As I read the above, I involuntarily exclaimed, "Good." At camp meetings, we have tented out for weeks in succession, sleeping with the ends of the tent open to the air, and we have not suffered with colds. We have had better health when enjoying tent life than when living indoors. It is close confinement indoors that makes women pale and feeble, resulting in premature death. Ellen G. White.